aware. Of what has come to be, what is already here, our practice of allowing inclining towards allowing and if not able to allow in this moment exploring the possibility of allowing the not allowing. We open to an intimacy with this experience, an intimacy with what has come to be. Deeply meeting the experience of our human life and of our own unique human life. Each of us with our own challenges and struggles and amazing openings. Fully meeting ourselves in each moment, not with the aspiration to not push any part away, all the rough edges, all the hidden corners, all the beautiful expressions of life. We bow to each moment. In a way, this practice can be felt as an honoring, a deep honoring and respecting of this unique human. This connection of deeply seeing ourselves through this. It's not really us seeing ourselves, it is being held in awareness and wisdom. Being seen by awareness and wisdom so fully can feel like such a deep acceptance. Being so met. When we want love, reach out to have a connection with another person, and are looking for that connection from someone else, often a piece, at least a piece of what we're looking for, is to be seen. To be met, to be honored and respected, not judged. But just really fully met for who this being is. This practice of awareness with wisdom can be this kind of meeting in a way that no other person could really do for us. No one can really see everything that can be seen from the awareness and wisdom. This intimacy that awareness and wisdom bring to the meeting of experience. And penetrate every corner of our being. Nothing excluded. Nothing judged. Everything held with this awareness and wisdom that feels like love. That is a form of love. This practice, while not a formal metta practice, is a practice of loving. Maybe we could call it loving awareness. Because it is so respectful and honors whatever has come to be.